Adriana Baer and KXRW present I'm Into This Place.
Welcome to next month's events. This is a new segment for I'm Into This Place, where we jump on at the end of the month to tell you what's coming up in arts, culture, and heritage next month. This is in direct response to wonderful audience feedback. Thank you to all of you for letting us know that one of the things you're most interested in is getting a heads up on all of the amazing arts, culture, and heritage content that's coming up in the next month, month and a half. So this is our first episode for next month's events. And of course, that means we're talking about what's coming up in Clark County for April 2026. Welcome to I'm Into This Place, your deep dive into the local arts, culture, and heritage of Clark County. From fabulous new restaurants to quirky art installations to the historical sites you never even knew to look for, we're inviting you along. Whether you're a Clark County connoisseur or just starting to get to know her, get ready to fall head over heels for this place we call home. I'm your host, Adriana Baer, and I'm into this place. Let's go. April is National Poetry Month, so I really want to highlight some exciting things coming up in the literary world here in Clark County for the month of April. A lot of our coverage on the podcast for the rest of the month will also be about the written word, so be sure to tune back in for that. And as a reminder, we always have events listed on our website. You can click on the events tab in the menu bar, and that will take you to a page with a running list of anything that's going on in arts, culture, and heritage in Clark County for the month. So be sure to check that out. We update it all the time, so you can return to it all throughout the month. Let's start with a zine-making workshop hosted by our upcoming guests, Couve Zines. Now, if you don't know what a zine is, if you think of magazine and just cut out the first four letters, you end up with zine, which is a little folded, easy to produce, easy to publish, tiny little booklet where you can write poetry, interesting stories, you can just draw or create art. It can be a purely visual zine. This zine making workshop is a full crash course into crafting a zine, zine culture, and generating ideas for zines. One of my favorite stories from our upcoming episode is one of our guests talked about her grandfather making a zine that's all about how to tie knots. So it can be anything from avant-garde poetry to practical application knot tying. The zine making workshop is at the Washougal Community Library on April 4th at 2 p.m. A link to every single one of these events is in the show notes for this episode and on our website. The next event I want to highlight is from Poor Choices, also a podcast guest. Poor Choices is a local pub on Main Street in Vancouver that is run by creative folks and artists, dancers, and writers. And every Sunday, they have the Poor Choices Pubs Writers Group, where folks get together for writing challenges, prompts, craft discussions. It's a really good time. And what I love about it is they do it on Sundays from 2 to 3:30. So it's kind of before the main pub crowd shows up, and you can really sit in a cool communal space, but it's not very loud. And you can really get a lot of cool writing done. So Poor Choices is a lovely, lovely spot. If you haven't been, make sure to check it out. I also want to highlight Poetry Street Pacific Northwest, or Poetry Street PMW. This is an open mic event that's run by Susan Dingle, who is our poet laureate for Clark County. And every fourth Wednesday, folks gather to listen to original pieces or fan favorites from the community. All of the poems that are read there are family friendly, and as they say, all voices are ready to be heard. Poetry Street Pacific Northwest takes place at the Camas Public Library on April 22nd at 6:15 p.m. this month. That's when you can go and sign up for your slot, and then they start reading poems around 6:30. Every second Thursday, you get the opportunity to join Ghost Town Open Mic at their monthly gathering at Art at the Cave Gallery. They start at 7 p.m. the second Thursday of every month. Ghost Town is actually our guest for next week. So come back next week and you'll get to hear all about who they are and hear from their co-hosts, Christopher Luna and Morgan Page. Ghost Town has been going on since 2004, so they have some staying power and a wonderful group of people who reads their poems every month or just comes to listen. You can find out more about the Ghost Town open mic through the link in the show notes, but again, that's at Art at the Cave Gallery. Finally, I want to highlight our friends over at the Place Nuit Farm Arts Initiative in Ridgefield. Every month or so, Abby Braithwaite, who is the sort of queen of operations over there, she hosts Soup and Words. Soup and Words is a cozy evening event where you and a small group of writers get together to write, give, and get feedback, and of course, eat soup together. Abby has cultivated such a warm and welcoming space up at Place Nuit that nourishes your soul and nourishes your belly. That this month is on April 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that Abby was also a podcast guest. Now, normally I don't have so many podcast guests as our features for upcoming events. It just so happens that we have some really incredible writers and poets on the podcast in the past and also in some upcoming episodes. I really wanted to celebrate all of the incredible literary work that happens in our community. Let's give a couple of shout outs to some local bookstores while we're at it. So number one, I want to shout out Vintage Books. They are a bookstore that especially focuses on used books and those sort of hard to find books. White Oak Books is an independent bookstore on Main Street in Vancouver. They opened not too many years ago, and then they completely renovated and expanded recently. And I always say it's very, very dangerous to go in there. If you're not careful, you'll spend your whole paycheck on the incredible selection of books that they have there. And then I really am excited to make sure that you all know about Front Porch Books. Front Porch Books is just what it sounds like. It is a bookstore on somebody's front porch. Our wonderful friend Josie, friend of the pod, Josie, created a teeny weeny little bookstore literally on the front porch of her house in Ridgefield. They are open most weekends, but not always. And they have a really wonderful active Instagram account where you can message them, order books from them, which they'll deliver if they can, and really curate a book list for you based on your interests. Their website is also in the show notes here. And one of the special things about Front Porch Books is they really are focused on building community through diverse literature. They focus on uplifting marginalized authors and artists and facilitating the growth of community through, as they say, learning and sharing of life experiences. This is a micro bookstore that is such a cool model. And if any of you out there are thinking, oh my gosh, I want a bookstore on my front porch, well, Josie can tell you all about how she did it. She also hosts a lot of events at the Ridgefield Public Library that you can find out again on her Instagram page or on her website. I just think they're very, very special, and I want to shout them out as much as I possibly can. She and her kiddo are the proprietors, and what a lovely thing to just be able to walk down the street in somebody's neighborhood and find a bookstore on their front porch. So these are some of the incredible literary events and opportunities that are happening in our community in April. Stay tuned for amazing upcoming events. At the end of next month, I'll be talking about your plans for heading into the beginning of summer. I can't believe it's already that time. Happy National Poetry Month.
You're listening to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. Host Adriana Baer just concluded her first edition of next month's events. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return for the debut of a segment from Brandi Oldham's Careers Unchecked podcast. You're the place I stand
with my feet. KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중 tôi nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in the Uptown Village neighborhood. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
Does it ever hit you that this might be it?
Welcome back to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. Our first segment featured host Adriana Baer's new Next Month's Events, and the show continues with the debut of Brandi Oldham's Careers Unchecked podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Careers Unchecked, the podcast where we stop checking boxes and start making moves. This is for barrier breakers, career builders, and anyone who's ready to build a career that actually feels like theirs. I'm Brandi Oldham, career coach, interior designer, and year-round iced coffee drinker. Around here, we keep it real. From navigating career pivots to figuring out how to stay balanced when your to-do list feels like it's just never ending. Whether you're chasing that next promotion, thinking about switching things up, or just trying to figure out what's next, you're in the right place. My goal? To help you trust yourself, take action that feels good, and build a career that's sustainable, not stressful. So grab your drink of choice, settle in, and let's get to it. If you've ever held off on reaching out to someone because you didn't want to bother them with your networking, this episode is for you. So many of my clients tell me they avoid networking because they feel like they're being a burden. I get it. But here's the truth. Most people want to help. They just need to know how. So today, I'm sharing how to ask for help in a way that feels natural, not awkward, and definitely not like you're being an inconvenience to anyone. So here's the thing that you need to know. Helping others taps into our natural need for connection and purpose. Who doesn't want that? Psychologists actually call this the helper's high. When we help someone, our brain releases feel-good chemicals, oxytocin, dopamine, all come flooding in and we feel really good. Do you know how many times when I'm working with clients, they say, I just want to be seen as an expert in my area. Again, part of that helper's high. We want to feel like we're needed. We want to feel wanted. So think about yourself. How good does it feel when somebody asks you for advice on a problem, right? And I'm not talking about like casual advice. I'm saying a friend comes to you and they're like, look, I've got this situation and I could really use your insight. I bet you feel valued. You feel seen. You feel excited to be able to give them some sort of insight on something that they're clearly stuck on. It's not annoying. It's affirming to feel wanted, needed. Where we're going to start today is I want you to reframe your ask. Instead of thinking, okay, I'm asking for a favor, I want you to think, I'm giving them a chance to share their knowledge and experience and be an expert. Frame your ask as an invitation, not as an obligation. No one's required to give you their insights, but they're likely to want to give them to you. So instead of just saying, hey, can I pick your brain? Ugh, I hate that. When I get emails like that, I'm like, no, what do you mean pick my brain? Do you want to know about how I was up over the middle of the night with a baby that wouldn't go to sleep? Are you wanting to know about my recipe that I cooked last week? My career? There's so many things that pick your brain can mean. Instead, I want you to get specific. How about try this instead? I admire the way you've built your career. Would you be open to sitting down for 20 minutes in the next 2 weeks and sharing your insights with me about how you did it? Very specific ask. Number one, do I have time in the next 2 weeks? Number two, do I have 20 minutes? Number three, I love coffee. Number four, you're asking me specifically about my career so that when I show up to that conversation, I know what I'm going to be talking about and I know where my mind needs to be versus, can we get together at some point in time somewhere where I can pick your brain about something? That feels really ambiguous, a lot more of an ask. And honestly, you're putting so much work on my plate to try and pull the rest of the information from you to figure out if it's a good ask or not. So get specific, ask for what you need, and make sure it's 20 minutes or less. That's easy. Anybody's got 20 minutes. Now, the other thing you need to know is that people love sharing their expertise. Like I said before, I've had so many clients that are like, in my next role, I want to be an expert in my area. Probably 90% of my clients have said that. So people thrive on this idea of being the expert in the room or being the person that people go to for advice or for help. When you ask someone, will you lend me your vision or your expertise, you are asking for their guidance. You are telling them, I value you. I value what you bring to the table. I value your experience, and I want to learn more. Who wouldn't be flattered by that? When you ask someone about, let's say, their career journey or their expertise, you're also giving them an opportunity to reflect on their own achievements and toot their own horn, right? We all love talking about ourselves, spoiler alert. And we all love reliving those highlight moments because the reality is we're all human. Sometimes our days are messy. Sometimes we have chapters that are really messy. But being able to sit in front of somebody who says, I admire, I value what you've done, and then we get to reflect on, oh wait, I am actually a pretty amazing human, is a great way for them to feel really good about themselves. So they're gonna leave with that helper's high, right? Of, I got to help you. But they're also going to leave being reminded about how amazing they are, feeling connection and this intrinsic need to want to help you succeed because you see them fully. The biggest part of all of this is now that you understand kind of the psychology behind it, just make the ask easy. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. The reason people say no to most networking asks is because they don't know what you're asking for. I want you to be clear, I want you to be specific, and I want you to respect their time. If you truly value the education and the expertise that they're bringing to you, you need to show that in your ask as well. I recognize that you might be busy. I recognize that you might have competing priorities on your plate. Could I borrow 20 minutes of your time? We can meet at a coffee shop, right? I'll treat you to a cup of coffee in exchange for getting to have this conversation. Or if that feels like it's gonna take too much time out of your day, we could virtually meet for a coffee, right? Meet over a Zoom meeting. It's an easy like plug and play in between the other things that you have going on. It's one thing the pandemic has given us is a lot of flexibility with online meetings. Pretty much everybody knows how to do them now. So easy ask, right? Be specific with what you wanna know. I want to learn more about your career journey. I want to learn more about your role as a blank. I want to learn more about your contributions in this specific area. And respect their time. When it gets to that 20-minute mark, I can't tell you how many times these meetings go over, but try to be mindful. When it gets to like the last 5 minutes, say, look, we're heading up on this 20-minute mark. I am enjoying this conversation so much. I do have additional questions, but I want to be very mindful of your time. Do you have time today or can I follow up in an email? Right? They've already made that personal connection with you. They're likely to say, yeah, let's chat an extra 10 minutes. Or, you know what? I can't today, but an email would be fantastic. I would love to get you these answers, right? And then the other part about this is be creative. I'm the first to tell you, I'm a new mom. I've got a 7-month-old right now. And the amount of time that I have to reply back to email or to reply back to text is just very limited right now. My kid requires my full attention, right? Learning to eat, we can't have you choke, those kinds of things. So one of the things that I have found is really helpful is that when people reach out to me and ask for a specific ask, I want to know more about this, I want to know a specific detail, I'm way more likely to say yes, number one. And number two, if it's something that's quick, I can also say, I know this is kind of unorthodox, but would you be open to a voice memo? Could you ask me your question and then can I voice memo you while I'm feeding my kid his oatmeal, right? Those kinds of things help me get you the answers that you need while also allowing me to do what needs to be done in this phase of my life. So just be open to flexibility and how you can glean the information that you're looking for without feeling like you're asking too much of somebody. Here's the deal. Networking isn't about convincing people to do you a favor. They owe you nothing. I'm sorry, they don't. But it's about connecting. And when you connect with people, they want to see you succeed. So next time you're hesitant about reaching out, you're not sure, remind yourself you're not being a burden. You're actually giving someone the chance to share their wisdom. And most people are happy to do that. And someday, I hope you get to return that favor to them or to somebody else. We all are better together. So being able to return that to your community is always a win. So don't forget to do that as well. Thanks for joining me today on Careers Unchecked. If you've got a career question or just need someone to bounce an idea off of, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, take a breath, take a step, and keep moving forward. You've got this.
Thanks for listening to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. The radio production of this show featured songs by Towers, which are listed in the show description. We're going to end the show with more from Towers' new album, The Shape of Letting. Little more than a stone's throw. You're bending where you stand. A curtain call, the season's end. You say you need a place to land. So I open up my arms again. Ran my fingers through. The last laugh till the credits roll. I've got it bad. Such a mess. You always said love works like that. Ran my fingers through your hair. Did the best I knew. Time will get the last laugh till the credits roll. Jackson, your snow.
tracks in the snow. No shortcuts home.
Seems to